Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service, this afternoon will remain sunny with a high temperature of 63 degrees. Tonight, clear with a low around 41, and on Thursday, sunny with a high near 66. And in the news for today, a reminder to local listeners, the city of Viroqua will hold a public hearing on Thursday, September 23rd, to share feedback on proposed changes for improvements in the downtown area. This will be a virtual meeting via Zoom and is scheduled from 6 to 7:30 p.m. as part of the Transportation Alternatives Program grant awarded by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. The City of Viroqua is reviewing pedestrian safety and traffic designs and will be seeking input from local residents during the public hearing. Login information for participants is available from the City of Viroqua website. In state news from a Tuesday WPR online news report, six Ojibwa tribes in Wisconsin are suing the state and federal court to stop the fall wolf hunt, arguing their treaty rights are being violated. The Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, La Couderay Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, St. Croix Chippewa Indians, and Mole Lake Sacagan Chippewa tribes filed the lawsuit Tuesday in U.S. District Court in the Western District of Wisconsin against the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Secretary Preston Cole and the Natural Resources Board. The tribes say their rights under the 1837 and 1842 treaties with the United States government are being violated by actions taken regarding the upcoming November 6th hunt, the WPR report stated. Tribes are entitled to half the share of all natural resources off-reservation in territory ceded to the U.S. government under federal treaties. In August, the Natural Resources Board voted 5-2 to set a quota of 300 wolves for the fall hunt, more than double the quota recommended by the DNR. The federal lawsuit is the latest challenge to Wisconsin's wolf hunt. Earlier this month, animal protection and wildlife advocacy groups sued to halt the fall wolf hunt in state court, saying the law that mandates a hunt is unconstitutional. Hunters and farmers have argued there are too many wolves on the landscape, escalating conflicts between livestock and hounds, the WPR report continued. The Nearly Noon News will be taking a break from reporting until Tuesday, September 27th. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.